Now the raindrop chemistry, you remember we start off forming a raindrop by forming a cloud particle. Our cloud particle occurs when we have sufficient relative humidity. What was our definition of relative humidity? What did it relate to? Water. Yep, water's good. RH, a very standard term in meteorology, relative humidity. Well, obviously, if we... divided by... Exactly. Okay, so all of you should be onto that. Yeah. The measured pressure of water in the gas phase divided by the total expected pressure of water at that temperature, multiplied by 100. That's your relative humidity. So if we've got sufficient relative humidity to start condensing around our cloud condensation nucleus, then we'll develop a cloud drop. Now, the typical condensation nuclei then were those sodium bisulfate, ammonium bisulfate, and ammonium nitrate. They have to be down in the very small size particle range. Remember, these were Aitken particle size range. And once they start forming, they then can start coagulating together to form a particle then which is big enough to be called a raindrop. So a raindrop then, as indicated here, is processing soluble gases such as our formaldehyde, inorganic solids such as dust, so aerosols are going in. So all of that is controlled then by this gas-liquid interface.